Today is Easter Tuesday, the 22nd of April. The monks of the Abbey of Ker Moussa sing the Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. As I enter into prayer now, can I begin by acknowledging the Lord, by recognizing the greatness of the one, true, eternal God, the Holy One, in whose presence I stand right now? Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Today's Gospel reading conveys a sense of Mary searching for what is of central importance to her, the person of Jesus. What are the longings that give impetus to my life? If I were asked, who are you looking for? Would my answer embrace the person of Jesus? For Mary, recognizing the person of Jesus is something that grows even after the resurrection. How would I like my awareness of Jesus to grow in the midst of my ordinary occupations? As today's Gospel passage is read again, notice how Mary's involvement in the Gospel scene becomes more personal. Though outside the tomb, she is drawn into its inner reality. Though initially addressed as woman, she then hears Jesus speak her own name.
Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabuni. Which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Jesus reveals to Mary that his resurrection is news to be shared and not clung to as protection against a threatening world. At his word, she goes to the disciples and tells them the things he'd said to her. How, perhaps, am I being invited to convey to others that I have seen the Lord? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.